The Supreme Court will hear arguments today over a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks in a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. The case poses the clearest test yet of the 6-3 conservative court's trajectory. Insight from John Kruzel, Supreme Court reporter at The Hill. John, set this up.
Well, this case has the potential to radically reshape the state of abortion rights in the United States. I mean, it's difficult to overstate the impact of this case. So the facts of this particular case is Mississippi passed a law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. It makes only some minor exceptions. And the reason why that is so significant is because it takes direct aim at what is almost 50 years now of the constitutional right to abortion that was first recognized under Roe v. Wade. That's a 1973 case, and what it said was women have a constitutional right to get an abortion up to the point that the fetus is viable, meaning the fetus could live outside the womb on its own. That typically happens around 23 weeks. So, you know, critics of this Mississippi law will say, well, 15 weeks is shorter than 23 weeks, therefore this is unconstitutional.
Wow. So precedent is a big word, right, when it comes to, or I should say a significant word, when it comes to Supreme Court decisions. Is it not? Like, what kind of role does precedent play here?
That's right. So the United States works in what's called a common law system that's different from a civil law system. And I won't get into the nitty-gritty too much, but basically what that means is that the Supreme Court's tradition is to honor its past decisions under a concept called stare decisis. That's Latin for let it stand, let the decision stand. And what that is meant to do is to maintain stability. It ideally will make people aware of what the law is. You can have some regularity to things. Now, different justices have different views on stare decisis. John Roberts is a good example of a conservative feels very strongly that past decisions should be given deference. You look at somebody like Justice Clarence Thomas, he has a very different view. He thinks if a case was wrongly decided in the past, then why should we keep affirming it over and over again?
We're speaking with John Kruzel, Supreme Court correspondent at The Hill. His piece is called Supreme Court to Hear Landmark Abortion Case This Week, and it's with regards to the law from Mississippi. So is this, John, the greatest chance since Roe v. Wade passed for it to be overturned, given the makeup of the court?
I think that's fair to say. You know, probably your listeners are wondering, well, isn't there this Texas 6-week abortion ban also kicking around in the Supreme Court? That's true. That would not directly overturn Roe v. Wade, however. That case is deciding a more procedural matter, whether or not the government and private abortion providers can sue in federal court. Okay, so that's the Texas law. This Mississippi law, I mean, is on a direct collision course with Roe v. Wade. And I think abortion opponents certainly feel that the composition of the current court is more favorable than it's been in the past 50 or so years since Roe v. Wade was decided.
So arguments on Wednesday, what's the time frame following that? When might we get a decision on this?
So a Supreme Court term goes from October typically through June. And, you know, if past practice is any prelude here, what typically happens is the really big, really contentious cases end up getting decided at the very, very end of the term. So probably late June, maybe early July.
Boy, I mean, I guess aside from the basics that, yes, the Mississippi law is fine or no, the Mississippi law is not fine, what else could happen?
Well, one thing that the court could do is alter some of its other precedent. So there's another big case in addition to Roe. This case is called Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And what that said is states can regulate abortion prior to viability. Again, this is fetal viability. So states can regulate abortion in the first 23 weeks to some extent, as long as it doesn't place what's called an undue burden on abortion access.
Thanks, John. John Kruzel, Supreme Court reporter at The Hill.